Hey there, everyone. It's Denise Salcedo, and it is time to feel the glow on this YouTube channel because my guest for today is Impact Wrestling's newest signee, Trinity Fatu. Hey, Trinity. I love how I heard you like instantly like sparkle the second that you heard me say like Impact Wrestling's very own Trinity.
I know. It's still so crazy. I'm excited. I'm happy about it.
I'm so excited for you, Trinity. And let's kind of start there. You know, you've officially signed with Impact Wrestling. How do you feel?
So far, so good. I think the debut went better than I could have even expected. And so far, I'm really happy with just the way everything is going and the potential matchups and this new space that I'm in.
The new chapter, new everything. How does it feel when you are about to make your debut into a new company? So many people have been like dying to know, what's Trinity going to do? Where's Trinity going to go? What's on her mind? What's next for her? And you yourself know this like secret that you have guarded up. And it's like, I'm finally going to make my debut. Yeah. What is all of that like for you?
It was like, all of that, like all the speculation around it and that's what made it like nerve-wracking. But I feel good and I feel that this is gonna be a new good home for me. WWE always be my first home. My family's still there, my friends are still there. That's still my girls over there in that locker room. But I'm really looking forward to this space and this chapter and this experience with Impact. I already feel so welcome and at home. Got a lot of friends that are already there that I started out with in FCW, went through WWE with, and now we're there. So yeah, that's been really cool. I just got so much love and support there. I know I'm gonna be okay, you know.
What was everyone's reactions backstage? Like, what did you hear? What was being said, like, by the other girls in the locker room, by other people, you know, like Gail Kim, Scott D'Amore, you know, all these people in Impact Wrestling. What was the, like, the vibe like when you got there?
Just super kind. Super kind. Like, everyone genuinely seems genuinely happy to have me there and have me around, and just so much love and support. And everyone asking me, do I need anything? The girls have taken such good care of me on my first day, my first week, you know. Yeah, and it's just I couldn't have expected, asked for more there.
That's so cool. It's so nice to kind of get, you know, to get to see you, you know, so far. Obviously, you just got there. So, you know, but get to see you have these like really nice experiences, especially during this time off that I know must have been, you know, challenging for you. I obviously got to watch your interview with Busted Open and some of the things that you said on there. And I did want to kind of touch on, you know, during that time period that, you know, you were away from wrestling and you were doing all of these really great things. But for you, only you know what you personally went through during that time away from pro wrestling. What was that like for you? And what did you learn about yourself during that time period?
Initially it was tough. It was really tough, you know, just feeling like my whole world, everything, just it all kind of just being cut off. That was tough, but having the time to step away from everything, really ask myself, what do I want in this next season of my life? What have I been missing? What led me or what made me feel this way? What is it going to take for me to feel better, be in a happier place, and also to feel fulfilled, not just make money, not just be on TV, not just, you know, have the fame and all of that, but like really be fulfilled. Because to me, it's not, if you're not happy having doing all these things, then that doesn't work for me. So just finding balance in my life and really tapping into to myself and what Trinity needs and what Trinity wants in this next phase. And it took me a little time to figure out if I still wanted to wrestle, because it was just so, like, the whole situation was just, it was a lot. And but once I kind of had the time away and realized how much I missed it, and how much the fans that were still supporting me, it was easy to make that decision to give it one more go, and not hang it up yet.
When you're thinking, hey, this is something that I may not be returning to, that within itself, just the fact that you even had that thought, it's like having to even self-evaluate that. That's a really hard thing to do, because this is something that you've been doing for years. It's your passion. Yeah. And to even think about hanging that up, when that crossed your mind, how did you feel?
Just low, like not happy, but it all kind of worked itself out. And I think it's all gonna work out for the better in the end. I think this is gonna allow me to become even better at what I do and at wrestling, and just the connections already that I've made with people, and just all the so much support that I have, that I know I'm on the right path, and you know, this is gonna be a good experience. Not just for me, but I just think for women in wrestling, you know, period.
And that's the thing, like, now you're going to get to show people, hey, this is what I can do. And that's the thing. Impact Wrestling is an entirely different environment in terms of, you know, just how everything is done, right? I mean, you probably know that, you know that better, way know that better than me. But with that being said, you're going to be tested in this different environment. So what pressures, what, you know, what's going through your mind? Do you feel any pressure? Do you feel you're going to have to face any sort of challenges? Or what's something that, like, you're really excited to show the people when, you know, in this new environment in Impact Wrestling?
Absolutely. I think there's always a pressure when you're in the ring wrestling. It's just you taking a risk every time you step into that ring is already pressure, you know. You just never know what could go wrong, or if something is going to go wrong with what we do. And just the pressure of just being in a new company and a new place, and being able to pretty much just start all over and do well here and grow here and just showcase more of me. That's pressure in itself, but I just want to make sure I have nonstop fun this time.
Exactly. And I think it'll show, right?
Want to have fun. Yeah. And all of that, everything will come. Like, I don't feel like, I have to, like, prove anything, because I've had a great career in WWE. I really have, and I'm thankful for all of that and what I've done there and what they've been able to allow me to have there. I really just want to continue to grow and just have fun. And I think that'll happen organically. There's not anything like I gotta prove and show, and I don't feel that way. I just want to prove to myself that I can still go, and that I can continue on with this wrestling career, because I love it and I just want to have fun while I'm doing it.
Does it feel like a weight off your shoulders? Like, not to have that kind of pressure on yourself and just really go out there and have fun and let loose?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool. So, you know, why Impact? What made you say, hey, this is it. This is the place I want to be. This is the place where I want to spend, you know, X amount of time.
The women's division, I think they have one of the best women's division right now. And they really don't get the highlight or the attention or respect as much. but they've always had a great women's division. They've always had told great stories with their women's division. And just having the conversation that I had with Gail, that really sealed the deal for me. And just having other friends there and knowing people there and hearing good things said about the company was helped me make that choice, as well as the schedule, as well as just the opportunities there. And I feel that right now, with all that's going on in the world of wrestling and women's wrestling, I feel that it's the place where I could be most useful. And so in seen and heard, and that's what made me choose Impact.
That's so cool. And, you know, you mentioned the women's division, and that's always something that's very, very, like, that's like one of the number one things that's mentioned when you think about Impact Wrestling. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are starting to, you know, more so talk about, you know, how they've always been, you know, just a little bit on the forefront when it comes to the women's division. But with that being said, there is a lot of really great and talented women back there. For you, who are some people that you're just like, oh, I can't wait to mix it in the ring with them. I want to do something with this person.
Every last one. There's girls, women I want to tag with. There's women I want to go against. The whole roster is stacked. Masha is incredible. I hope I get to run it back with Killing. Who else? You got the Dream Dolls. Of course, Deanna, who's a champion, who's had an incredible journey there. Jordan. We got Steels, we got Sue, we got Taylor Wilde, we got the Coven is a dope tag team. I wouldn't even mind getting me a partner and taking them on at some point. Giselle Shaw, she got a bad attitude. I'm going to have to check her real quick. I would love to get into some intergender matches. I know they do those matches there. Like, I'm excited for all of the possibilities. I know that there's way more girls that I forgot, but I hope I get to work with or against everyone at some point.
I would really love to see you do some intergender stuff, because that's obviously something that we didn't get to see you do before. Yeah. Obviously, you know, like mixed match tags, but that's totally different, right? So, you know, to get to do intergender wrestling, like, oh my God, that would be so cool. Is there anybody that you're like, you know what, that person, I would like to be in the ring with that person?
Jay. Nice. I've already started stirring the pot with him. So
you're like, I gotta make this happen.
I would love to face off with him. But there's just so many possibilities. I'm really excited. I excited just talking about it. So we'll see. Like, I'm there. So whatever comes, I'm with it. There's no wrong answers.
I love that so much. I'm excited for you. Like, I ain't getting in there, but I'm excited for you, you know, because it's cool to see that. And here's the thing, Trinity, when it comes to, you know, even like before you signed with Impact Wrestling, one of the things where I was just like, I think a lot of people were like, damn, she's so cool, they're so cool, is when you were going out and like, literally, I'm going to try to name everything you possibly that I saw you do, but you were walking the runway, you were at multiple movie premieres, you were doing these editorial fashion shoots. And then on top of that, you were also doing like going to basketball games. You were everywhere. Yeah. What was the, you know, what was that like? Like getting to go and do all of these different events and mingle in with people in Hollywood and all of that.
It was just like a whole new door opened up. And Mercedes obviously, you know, just helped each other along the way and just use our contacts and resources to start doing more things and explore more things. And that's something that she and I both really bond over, is just our dreams. And we've kind of always had that and done that and talked about doing just all these things. Like, she wanted to have this dream of Japan, and like I've had this dream of doing Broadway, but now we actually like, okay, if we're gonna do it, now's the time to do it. And just being able to support each other in that way, it's like, it's been like the greatest gift to me, not being able to go through it with my sister, and also just sitting back, like watching her accomplish this dream, going all the way to Japan and being a success there. Like, it inspired me, it motivated me, and like we're really just, everyone is just watching us in real time live out these dreams, you know, and try different things and explore different things and find ourselves in a whole new way. We pretty much come into like this wrestling business as kids almost, you know. I was 21. I'm a lot older now. So, you know, the things you want and the things that you value change as you evolve through life. And I think that's just where we are right now. And yeah, the last year has just been life changing, but is out of nowhere as it was. I think it's been good in the end. It's going to make us all stronger and better. She and I both.
I love that. I think that's very beautiful, because that you know, this was like one of the, I would say, you know, toughest things that you've had to go through, but mm-hmm. to have to do it alone is one thing, but then to, you know, have somebody kind of go along with it and it ended up being, you know, something that was inspiring and made you guys better. And I know one of the first things that you mentioned was it being sort of a blessing in disguise. And it seems like you've given, you know, all of these other things that you might have not necessarily gone for had, you know, these other things not happened.
Right. Exactly.
So exactly. I do want to get into our lightning round, because I know we got a couple minutes left. So I'm just going to go ahead and hit you with these questions, and you tell me, you know, whatever your answer is. Here we go. Shoot.
What kind of questions are these?
Oh, no, these are fun ones. Question number one, who did you most get excited to see when you were on the red carpets?
Ooh, I got to see Tyler Perry.
He's fun. He's cool. A fun one.
That was cool. I was pretty excited about that. He's so tall. Like, he's huge in real life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That
okay.
was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Seeing the cast from Black Panther. I got trying to think of all the cast members, but yeah, just seeing everyone at that carpet was crazy. And, the cast from She-Hulk was really cool, because I've watched these shows and I watched these movies. I'm a big movie buff, so those are always fun.
Oh man, I love that. And your outfits were killing it. I was looking at all of those pictures.
I need to start documenting, recording that stuff, so people can see, yes, like how I'd be going through it trying to find these outfits.
Yes, you should vlog all of this. Like, this is stuff people love to know.
It's so funny. If you could see us in these hotel rooms trying to get ourselves together and going to these different shops in LA and trying to find our little fits and get our hair done and going to the salons together, it is hilarious. It is, you cannot make this stuff up, the stuff that happens.
I love it. It's like dolling yourself up in real life, you know? It's fun. That's so fun. Like, we don't got to do it on our Barbies. We do it on ourselves.
It's so funny.
Question number two. If you could walk the runway again for any brand, which would it be?
I know what their clothes look like, but some of the names are so hard that I can't remember. But one, the dress that I wore for the Black Panther carpet, I think their brand was Cuchilele. I probably got it wrong, but I love their designs. I love their clothes and their stuff. So yeah, I wouldn't mind walking for them. And also there's a lot of brands. We can get into that later, but I know you got to get to the next questions.
Oh, it's okay. You answer them however you please. Question number three, who is your fashion icon?
Naomi Campbell.
Yes.
That's yes. why I picked my first wrestling name. That's where I came up with Naomi, because I had this idea. I couldn't use my real name. That was the initial one I wanted to use. But then I was like, well, maybe I could be like this knockoff Naomi Campbell in the ring. And, you know,
I had this whole idea concept, but girl, that never worked out. So then I was just stuck with the name Naomi.
I love how you like, I could be this knockoff Naomi.
I'd be a little bootleg Naomi. And when I originally came in, I would be a heel. So I had this idea of being like this bougie, you know, shady wannabe supermodel who was just not it. But and I did it for like a few weeks and I was like, this ain't it.
Oh my God. That's so cute though. I love it. You're like, we got Naomi at home. I'm Naomi at home. But, Question number four, who's been the toughest competitor you have ever been in the ring with?
Ooh, that's a good one. Charlotte Flair.
Good one. Question number five, looking back at your career, what are your top favorite moments?
My SummerSlam match with Natalya, winning the title at WrestleMania in my hometown, getting married on Total Divas, and winning the tag titles with Mercedes.
I love that. What's your favorite movie?
Oh, that is a hard question. I can only pick one.
You can give us a top three.
The Notebook. I know it's cheesy. I know it's cliche. I know everybody likes that one, but this is one of my favorite movies. I'm sorry. Love the Titanic. Avatar. Love Lord of the Rings. I really like the futuristic space stuff. And then I love thrillers too.
You're like, I love all of them.
I do. I like too many movies. I like a lot of old movies too, like the old 80 horror movies. I love those. But yeah. I know there's one I'm missing. I'm gonna think about it when it's done. Okay, next question.
You're like, I'm not giving it its proper due, but I love the list that you named. You also have a very romantic side. I noticed that.
I do. I'm a big romantic. But my husband don't like those kind of movies because it's like, it's always the same ending. Like, you always know what's going to happen. They're going to fight. They're going to go through it. They're going to get together. But I'm like, but it's different ways to get there.
They lie though. Men lie. They secretly like those movies.
He do. He always be saying he don't want to watch it, but I look over and he be all into it, glued to the TV.
It's true though. It's true. They get all of us. Question number seven. What's on your bucket list outside of wrestling?
Broadway. Gotta make it happen. Or off Broadway. I'll take either one.
Question number eight, what's on your bucket list inside of wrestling?
Another championship and just seeing where this impact journey take me. I really feel that I'm going to be there. So I'm just excited for this impact journey, and I'm willing to put in the work and create a whole new chapter there. And who knows what's after that? But right now, that's my focus, is everything impact.
All right, we got two more questions. How do you like to spend your downtime?
In bed, watching movies with my dogs and my hubby.
Question 10, what makes you smile the most?
My family.
Of course, it's a good one. It's a great one. Trinity, I want to thank you so much. I feel like you just have like this sparkle, and it was so good to just like chat with you, even if it was just for a couple of minutes. So thank you so much. Please let the people know where they can watch you, where they can watch Impact, and also, you know, where they can follow you.
Impact, Thursdays, 8 o'clock, 7 central on Access TV on Thursdays, and also on DAZN. As well as Impact Plus and Inside.
Perfect. Well said. Well, I'm going to post all of the links to the description of that in the description box below. And until next time, I'm Denise Salcedo. This is Trinity Fatu, and we'll catch you later. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.